from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon. I am Michelle Marquis here in the KSRO studio, continuing to bring you coverage of COVID-19 and how it impacts us here in Sonoma County. And joining me on the KSRO live line is Second District Supervisor David Rabbit. I'm sorry. It's a little bit confusing. Thank you so much for joining us, Supervisor.
No, thanks for having me, Michelle.
So let's talk a little bit about a small business. This has been in the headlines nationwide and, of course, here in Sonoma County as well. Small businesses trying to find some sort of assistance to help them get through all of this. How is the county viewing this? How is the situation right now for small businesses?
Well, myself and Supervisor Linda Hopkins have been kind of on the point of the business sectors within the county. Plenty of Zoom meetings with different, whether it's the ag folks or the chambers, building trades, trade associations, and really just gathering information, providing information to them, trying to understand exactly what their needs are. You know, the CARES Act, obviously, only Washington, D.C. can print the money, and the CARES Act, came out very quickly. The PPP or the Small Business Administration loans that just recently ran out of dollars. You know, California didn't get proportionally the same as some other states. And but even those that received those funds now are wondering about the rules that are in effect. And for instance, you know, it's a forgivable loan if you hire back your employees. But if your business is essentially not an essential business and it's closed, are you guaranteed that it's going to be able to be allowed to come back online within the time period that you're supposed to hire back your employees? So things like this that we are communicating to our congressional delegation to try to rectify. But obviously, the economy is taking a massive hit, and total empathy to all those folks that are just caught in this. And we are all in it together. We're trying to figure it out. The state, I know, is trying to fill the gaps that the federal government can't fill. Here at the local level, I think our job is really one more of coordination, advocacy. We don't have the dollars to be able to, give to those organizations other than our sweat and blood of trying to really make sure that they are heard and their needs are communicated well and that we can do what we can here locally.
Now, recently the state released some modeling numbers about how things are going and how they predict things may go, including here in Sonoma County. The numbers from this modeling, how are they different from what Sonoma County sort of looked at in terms of what the COVID-19 peak might be?
Yeah, the modeling is interesting. Public health modeling overall, I think, is very interesting. You know, the first model really just are models of, if you did nothing, here's what would happen. That's important to know, obviously. And you see, I mean, you see scenarios of this playing out. Certainly look at Italy, the reaction that happened there, or even New York. We don't want to be any of those places. And that's why I think it was important that we actually took action early. And by doing so, our model is different than other locales. We haven't peaked yet, as far as we know. They're working on updating the model, kind of getting more fine-grained. I think what's true and what we've learned is that even within regions, the model can be off a little bit in terms of where you are along the curve. And so we need to take that into account. We need to be patient, I think. And I know that's hard because I think the, planning and not knowing exactly when. We have been, knock on wood here, if you look at our numbers, we've been at a good kind of flat clip here for an extended period of time. I'm hoping that means that we can be looking over the horizon, looking for ways to reopen things in a responsible way so that we don't have that second peak that could occur. But I can tell you that all those conversations are taking place, and it's what we really want to push, and I think our health director is very open to, is to have a health orders that are based upon risk assessments of different activities, even occupations, and not necessarily blanket orders covering all things that are either essential or non-essential, because everyone's job is essential. We know that. And having a job, feeding your family, having shelter over your head is part of public health. So we want to do the right thing. We don't want to go backwards. We want to make sure that we continue to keep everyone safe. But at the same time, I think rest assured that everyone knows the impact this is having on our local economy and on individuals' pocketbooks as well.
Now, there are some industries that are probably going to be impacted by this for much longer than others, such as tourism, which is a big deal here in Sonoma County. How is the county working together with Sonoma County Tourism and just sort of handling the fact that this may be locked down for quite some time?
Yeah, it's one of the harder calls we had this week was with the tourism folks, and if you, you know, getting their numbers, the Fairmont Mission Inn, for instance, closed entirely. This last week, the occupancy at, full service, hotels is, around 80%. So it means, is fallen about 80%. Mm-hmm. So, I think the highest occupancy was about 20%. So they're taking a tremendous hit. Although I think, what we're planning for and what we're trying to do together is, just like after the recession. I doubt if people will be taking overseas trips anytime soon, but they will when they feel comfortable and safe. They will start to take, the local staycations kind of things. And our county actually did quite well through the recession by attracting people from throughout the Bay Area, Northern California, Nevada, mm-hmm. Kind of the core West Coast. We did well in that tourism sector, and there's a plan to try to reach out to those that same sector again. I think all of this, though, and like you talked about with Mr. Godley, we're going to have to convince people that it is safe, that you are safe if you take the proper mitigations. You are not going to fall ill by visiting Sonoma County, by being able to go out to the beach and to be able to tour the county. But the social distancing is still going to be part of that. The facial coverings are still going to be part of that, but that's going to be true everywhere. And we really need to make sure that we all practice great hygiene, and I think our community as a whole is going to be much, much cleaner than it ever was.
Yes.
We need to show people that deep cleaning, that sanitizing, that just needs to continue until there's a vaccine. And, hey, quite frankly, even afterwards.
Yes.
Let's keep up the good things that we're going to learn out of this going forward. But I think part of it is really just kind of gaining that confidence of the consumer that they can take these trips after being cooped up in their home. It doesn't have to be far away. It can welcome back to Sonoma County, and we could all be safe because of it. But that's the plan looking forward, and I'm hoping that's going to work for them.
Can you speak to some of our larger events here in Sonoma County, like the Sonoma County Fair? This hasn't been canceled yet. Has the county been talking with the fairgrounds?
Yeah, we've all been talking about these, and I can tell you, I talked to Steve Page regarding NASCAR, and again, I think if you only look at it from the public health perspective, as we should, and if you look at it from the risk assessment standpoint, obviously the riskier the activity, one of the riskiest activities overall is probably a mass gathering. That's why initially those were the first things to be canceled. So I think they're probably going to be the last thing to be allowed. So it's going to be hard. I know all the different sporting events, and if you can imagine that many people sitting 18 inches apart from one another watching an event or being in an enclosed space, that is a risky behavior when the virus is still active with asymptomatic people. And that's why, we're going to have to really rely on, as you said with Chris as well, much more testing to really identify and get our hands around exactly where the spread is and how we can stop it. But it's hard with the asymptomatic piece.
Mm-hmm.
The mitigation measures, the social distancing, which, again, it's hard at these mass gatherings, but social distancing will still be part of that. Facial coverings, again, the sanitation, the sanitizing. I would be surprised, quite frankly, if anything is going to happen through the summer months. And I know that it's hard, and people don't want to pull the trigger and say no yet. I know there's a lot of people trying to figure out what the best thing to do is. I also know that some events don't want to necessarily cancel. It could be the largest fundraiser event they have for the year. They also are looking at it from the other side. If their parent organization wants to get aid or relief through a federal program that exists. If they cancel their event too early, does that preclude them from picking up that relief when it does down the pike? So there's some of that in the background, too.
Okay.
But, you know, again, I would be surprised, certainly, that what could happen through the summer months. I mean, we all hope that we can get back to quote-unquote normal as quick as possible. But, you know, the science, the vaccine science, it has its own timetable. Certain things have to happen, and there's culture periods and all this other stuff. So you can't speed that too much because you also want to make sure that you're not having any other unforeseen consequences there. So I think we're in this for the long haul. We need to make sure that we are smart about it and that we continue to work all pulling in the same direction.
All right. Well, it's tough, all of this waiting, but I think Sonoma County, we're doing a good job so far. We just got to keep on keeping on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right. That is our second district supervisor, David Rabbit. And for all information on COVID-19, you can head to our website at ksro.com. We do upload these interviews. So if you missed part of the interview or you missed the interview earlier this half hour with Chris Godley from the Office of Emergency Management, we will post that up shortly. You'll be able to find it there. Of course, you can also download the KSRO app and find further information there. We do post all of the information from our interviews as well as the morning news. It's also posting quite a bit of content there as well as the drive. And you'll find a lot of information to help you navigate this whole situation. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO studio.